And while we were waiting, one day we were walking on a Saturday, and suddenly a wife is a lady is coming, running after us, stopping us. Are you the Bible man? And then it appeared that people had asked her, who is that man and his wife? Who are they? We are looking for Bibles, for books and for tracts, and they are no longer there. And this lady was a journalist of a free local newspaper. So she said, can I come and visit you and have an interview? She said, oh, you can come, we can have a talk, but an interview, let's talk first. So she came, and she said, I just want to know why you stopped, because people ask me all the time, where is the Bible man? And she asked permission for the interview. I said, okay, we agree with the interview, but we want to read the final text before you publish it. She said, okay, I agree. Can I also a picture of the two of you? I said, no, no picture of the two of us. But I have another suggestion for a picture. And I went in one of the rooms, and I came with a double ladder with steps. And on the steps, I had put keywords. From the middle upwards, keywords like repentance, forgiveness, justification, heaven. And then from the middle downwards, keywords like disobedience and condemnation. And at the end, down, hell. Red letters on a white background. I said, you can take a picture of this if you want and put it in that article. And she did it. With these keywords about heaven and hell. That people doesn't like to hear, isn't it, about hell. And the next week, she sent us the article. It was okay. There were so many references to the gospel. Really, a gospel tract. Half a page of the newspaper. And then it was sent the next week. A free local newspaper. 250,000 free gospel tracts. With these words, keywords, with our address, this is the address of the Bible man, if you want a Bible, if you want a book, or if you want a gospel text, or whatever. So you see, we started, please, I don't put myself forward, I just give this as an example. We just started with the small thing, a bike and a suitcase, and then a wooden box, and then we didn't see other opportunity, but then the Lord provided. And in one day, 250,000 free gospel tracts. Didn't cost any cent. So, then we had the Bible study. And some people came. Two men, lady and a daughter, and a married couple that lived on the fifth floor of our building. And said, wow. I was 24 years old. And the two men were 60 years old. And not only that, both were elders in their church, two different Protestant churches, elders. So I suggested to study the Gospel of John, but I was really very nervous to study the Bible with two elders of the church. But my dear friends, we are so rich in our assemblies. We are so rich with the books we have of the brothers, the books that the brothers wrote years ago, and even the new books. Because in a few minutes I found out that I was like, one-eyed man is king in the land of blinds. Yeah? That's the saying, isn't it? Yeah, that's the saying in Dutch. In the land of the blinds, the one-eyed man is king. I was like a one-eyed man in the land of kings because they didn't know much about the Bible. But they enjoyed it. And one of them prayed at the end of the meeting. And he always said, Lord God. So he used the Old Testament name of God. And the Protestant churches in the Netherlands, they refer a lot to the Old Testament, Alfred, you know. So, the Heere God, Lord God. But then we arrived in chapter 10. And then, at the end of one of our Bible studies, he said, Our God and Father. And at the end of the prayer, he had tears in his eyes. And he said, Brother Hilbert, I am over 60 years old, and it's the first time in my life that I called God my Father. I have never known it. It's new, but I got this knowledge through these Bible studies. And there we see the two aspects of the ministry the Lord is still entrusting to you and to me, because we all are missionaries. The ministry of the gospel for those who are still unrepented, but also the ministry of the assembly with all the truths that are linked to the assembly. And that's what we could do in a very simple way during these Bible studies. Just an example to give you as an encouragement. I spoke already about the willingness. If you are willing, the Lord will show you what you can do. Activities in the local assembly, and perhaps the Lord will also show you activities outside the local assembly in your own country, and perhaps even in other countries. In a few minutes, you will see the displays, and you will see that there is a big need of you. If the Lord gives you that conviction, then there is a big need of you to be of help in the countries where, for instance, I am. The Lord allows me to make visits. If you want to know more about some needs, speak with our brother John or our son Jason or brother Larry Stasso. But there are also other needs. On my table, you will find this brochure. And when you go through it, you will see that there is a big need for what you call MEC team. And I learned from Brother Tim that in a few weeks, a special booklet will be published about MEC teams. You know about MEC teams for Bahamas, isn't it? MEC teams for St. Lucia. But did you ever hear about MEC teams for Africa? I would like to emphasize the need of MEC teams for Africa. Perhaps another brother would stand here, I would speak for his own interest. Perhaps you would speak for Sudan, I don't know. But I speak for my own interest. I see the need of MEC teams for countries in the eastern part of Africa. Let's go to the second question because of time. What is in your house? What is in your house? There was only a small jar of oil. And I would change this question a little bit. What is in your room? Because I suppose that you are not yet married, those who are sitting here. So, what is in your room? In the room, the house of your parents, or in the room of the college where you are studying. Anyway, your room. What is in your room?